As a matter of custom and practical advantage, the senators were elected from the nobility, but their power had been strictly defined. Rome at one time had passed through some sort of struggle between the poor and the rich, which had forced Athens to adopt the laws of Draco and Solon. In Rome, this conflict had occurred in the 5th century B.C. As a result, the freemen had obtained a written code of laws which protected them against the despotism of the aristocratic judges by the institution of the tribune. These tribunes were city magistrates, elected by the freemen. They had the right to protect any citizen against those actions of the government officials which were thought to be unjust. A consul had the right to condemn a man to death, but if the case had not been absolutely proved, the tribune could interfere and save the poor fellow's life. But when I use the word Rome, I seem to refer to a little city of a few thousand inhabitants, and the real strength of Rome lay in the country districts outside her walls. And it was in the government of these outlying provinces that Rome, at an early age, showed her wonderful gift as a colonizing power. In very early times, Rome had been the only strongly fortified city in central Italy, but it had always offered a hospitable refuge to other Latin tribes who happened to be in danger of attack. The Latin neighbors had recognized the advantages of a close union with such a powerful friend, and they had tried to find a basis for some sort of defensive and offensive alliance.